You are a medical doctor. What is the CDC telling us now? You just heard Joe Biden say, well, if you've been vaccinated, you can spread it.
The only message should be the one that I know is the right message, which is vaccines work. If you want to protect yourself and your family, the best thing you can do is get vaccinated. I'm a doctor. I've been vaccinated, as is my wife, my adult kids. It is protective. If you have questions, talk with your doctor. Now for the chaos coming out of the CDC and Joe Biden. They ought to be sued and found guilty of medical malpractice. They've flip-flopped, you know, May 13th, if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask anymore. Now they're saying, no, you need to go back to the mask. How are you going to encourage people to get vaccinated if you say, hey, even if you get vaccinated, you still have to wear a mask? And a lot of the anger that I hear is the fear that this administration, since they flip-flopped on masks, are they going to flip-flop on a shutdown? Are they going to shut down schools again? Our students have lost an incredible amount in a lost year. To think about the possibility of shutting down schools again is just awful.
Flipping and flapping and flapping and flipping. It's the Monday morning jam for you. We're going to try
Nobody
not to...
Nobody knows what to believe anymore.
Well, that's the problem. Incompetence abounds up in D.C., whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or a bureaucrat.
And the thing about it is it incompetence, or do they just not know?
Well, when you don't know, though, you say, I don't know. And that's where I think the incompetence comes in. They try to finesse it, and we're talking about a lot of people's lives being turned upside down, and it has this kind of wave effect. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a dominoes effect,
right?
And you know, some of it's incompetent, some of it is, I think, intentional, and there's plenty of that to go around.
Yeah,
trying to figure out. But I don't want to put the tin hat on this early in the morning. It tends to make the microwave, you know, go a little crazy when I get close to it.
Right. Yeah.
That's one way to fire up your neutrons in your brain, though.
That'll do it. No
so,
doubt about it.
We had a interesting weekend, and you top yours off. We'll go with yours here in just a moment. I mean, I was part of a wedding on Saturday and had a lot of fun, good times. It was very, very hot. Oh my gosh, I was dripping wet.
Was it outside?
It was outside. By the time the equipment was loaded at, I don't know, 10:30 or so, I was dripping wet. I mean, I had to switch. I had to put a dry shirt on to drive home.
Oh my
gosh. It was muggy.
That sounds disgusting.
But it was a fun night. It was interesting at times. I mean, we had the crew from the local CVS. The bride worked at the CVS, and it's the CVS I get all my meds from. Which, you know, you could probably have got some meds after what happened to you last night. But I recognized them and said, you know, these are the folks. And I said, you know, right now I want to play Huey Lewis. I want a new drug, but I think that would be inappropriate. So we're going to do the Macarena instead. And we did. So and then rested yesterday. I just needed rest and to catch up on a few episodes of Manifest.
Oh,
that was my weekend.
That was your weekend.
Yeah. How about you, Kaylee? We'll let Janet go last because she's got the best story.
I don't know about the best story, but...
I worked all day Saturday, and then yesterday, what did I do? Oh, went to a coffee shop for a while to work mm-hmm. on some stuff, and then went to dinner with some friends.
Okay.
So,
aww.
We're going to have some exciting news about Kaylee on Tuesday that we're going to share with you guys, so you don't want to miss that. Now, Miss Janet, who's typing with one hand, I just gave you a hint of some of her interesting parts. And I just talked to you, at 5:30
right.
yesterday, and everything was just
everything
click along
was,
fine.
Everything was fine.
You
everything
were showing
was
me
just
the,
fine.
The new ceramic pig that you bought this weekend at the garage sale. I was really excited for you.
I went antiquing.
Oh,
Saturday.
Antiquing, yes.
And I found this great pig.
You did.
He's so splendid.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
So, yeah. So I brought him home, mm-hmm. and I was with my daughter-in-law, and she was like, "What is Mark gonna say?" And I said, "He's probably gonna say, I'm so glad this isn't a real pig.
Otherwise, you'd have to dress it."
I know. So I'm very thankful that it's not a real pig, and
right.
it's great.
And for you city folk that don't know what dressing a pig is, we're not going to put a pair of pants on it. No, we're going to slaughter it.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. However, I will be dressing this pig seasonally.
This is true.
I will. It's like, it's Christmas. Let's put a little wreath around his neck.
And then a scarf.
And then like, it's springtime. Yeah, so that'll be happening. It started out well, we were barbecuing yesterday, mm-hmm. and I did a beer bath for the brats, okay. and I didn't realize that my Mark had put the beer bath pan actually on the grill.
Right.
So when he had brought it in, I didn't see him bring it in, but I was turning it up from that into like a big serving bowl,
okay.
and I just grabbed it. I grabbed the handle, which is a metal handle. And mm-hmm. it's probably the most significant burn of my lifetime.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And is it? It's right on the inside part, I guess, you would normally on the fingers.
It's on the fingers and the palm.
Okay. Gosh, Janet.
Yes.
We were talking about. I'm glad that Sparky's no longer in your life. Because Sparky was a standard shift.
Right. That would have been a little. That would have been a little challenging.
Had to bring Mark along to shift gears.
I'm literally texting Dr. Kathy, going, "Oh dear Lord, what can I do?" So there may or may not have been, alcohol involved.
Not to cause the accident, but after the accident. She burned it fully sober.
I did. I was fully sober. I was a fully sober idiot that burned her hand. After that, it was like I was doing anything I could to like make it. I just wanted it to stop. I literally had my hand in a cooler full of ice. I had it stuck down in there. Anyway, I can laugh about it now, but it wasn't funny last night. Anyway.
Mark did a fine job. It looked like you went to the hospital with that
wrapping
job.
I was a hair's breadth away.
Yeah, I would imagine.
from going in there. And it's so funny what you think about. All I could think about the whole time was how my heart broke for burn victims.
Yeah.
I don't know how burn victims stand it. I don't know how they do it. Mm. And I had even texted that to Dr. Kathy, and she said, medical comas are a blessing, mm-hmm. Sometimes.
For that, sure.
Yeah, and that would definitely be one of those cases. So, anyway, but here I am. Here we are.
Dr. Kathy will be with us later.
Yeah,
She might address
Monday.
She might ask how your hand's doing, but she's going to talk about vaccines today. And kind of update us on some of the mess that's out there with misinformation and such. That'll be around 7:35 plus or minus.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, she's probably going to ask you how you're doing.
Maybe
guess.
So.
Yeah.
We have our thought of the day today. Here it is. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending.
Okay. I like it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have to do that. So there you go. Our text number is 434-248-0704. We give you that so that you can join us with our Mind Jam trivia.
Yeah, that's right. I remember the first time I heard the phrase, today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I grew to appreciate that as I got older.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so a cast member of the Munsters is having a birthday today.
Yeah.
That old sitcom way back when, black and white. Mm-hmm. So here's a question about the classic TV show. Grandpa Mustard had a pet named Igor. What was Igor? Yes.
Did you watch the Munsters?
I did.
Were you a Munsters or an Adams family?
Okay.
It's like you had, there were like two teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I like them. Exactly. They were out and it was, you get
they
confused.
They were on about the same time.
You get confused. I like the Munsters for this simple reason. They had a coffin that had been converted into a hot rod.
Yes.
So that's why I lean more that direction.
To the Munsters. Yeah.
So, he was so tall and, is that Frankenstein knockoff.
Right. That's
guy.
Right. That's right. So. Working at your local funeral parlor.
That's right.
Well, we're asking about Grandpa Munster. Mm-hmm. He had a pet attacked, and we want to know what the pet was.
Yeah, his name was Igor, the pet.
That's right. Mm-hmm. On this day in history, 1776, formal signing of the U.S. Declaration of Independence by 56 people. Mm-hmm. This is the date most commonly accepted by historians. So that was on this day in history. Also, 1865, Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland was published. Yeah.
And I like this next one. 1973, American Graffiti, directed by George Lucas and starring Richard Dreyfuss and Ron Howard, premieres at the Locarno International Film Festival in Switzerland.
What a weird place for it to premiere.
I know. And this soundbite, I want to know if you can guess who this very young man is. He's driving like a 56 Chevy. Might be a 55, forgive me, for those of you purists out there.
Hey, man, I'm sorry if I scared you.
You're going to have to do one hell of a lot more than that to scare me.
Yeah, I've been looking all over for you, man. Didn't nobody tell you I was looking for you?
Hey, I can't keep track of all you punks running around here backwards.
Hey, you're supposed to be the fastest thing in the valley, man, but that can't be your car. It must be your mama's car. I'm sort of embarrassed to be this close to you.
That guy was wearing a cowboy hat. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I want you to guess along with our Mind Jam trivia. Hmm. He went on to be a major, major actor.
It doesn't sound like himself. Yeah. I mean, I know because I watched the movie, but he doesn't really sound like...
And he's still acting.
Oh, yeah.
Currently in recovery. There's your hint. All right. Let's move on to the next one.
Birthdays today. Actress Victoria, comedian, I would say, more so than an actress. Victoria Jackson. She turned 62.
Mm-hmm. This is... Well, they typecast her on this one as the ditzy blonde. Imagine that.
Victoria!
It's an electric train that doesn't have smoke.
Very good! And how long will it take the train to reach Los Angeles?
5.5 hours, because trains always start late, and they have to stop for gas and people to go to the bathroom.
That was her doing a sketch on Saturday Night Live. Where she was employed for quite a number of years.
She was. Yep. Actress Mary Louise Parker having a birthday today. She turns 57.
Yeah, Frank. How are things?
Sarah? This is Katya.
Yeah, hi.
I need to speak to you immediately. Russia wants complete access. Or I'll hand you over to the U.S. government.
Can't we just kill her?
That's what from Red that? 2.
Oh, okay.
And she's Bruce Willis's love interest. But they run into what's-her-face from who's married to Michael Douglas.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, she plays the villain Russian woman who wants...
Yeah, see, I remember Mary Louise Parker from like Fried Green Tomatoes.
Ah, okay, yeah.
And Weed.
Oh, was Weed. I didn't see that one.
Name of the... The show that she did. Interesting. Yeah. All right. Also having a birthday today is rock musician Garth Hudson. He is 84 years old. You might not know his name, but you'll know his music.
Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny.
And everybody join in.
And put the load right on.
I always wanted to be part of a band, and the band, that's who he was part of. Yeah,
That's pretty gutsy to name your band the band.
Right. It's kind of like being number one, like your car number is number one.
Right.
It's like, come on, are you assuming a little bit here? Ego's just a little large.
Great group, though.
Yes.
Also having a birthday today is singer Kathy Lennon of the Lennon Sisters. She's 78.
Bye, goodbye. City of a million moonlit places, city of a million warm embraces, where I found
that must be a young
yes.
Lennon sister.
She is singing about Rome or Roma on the Lawrence Welk show.
Yeah, they were super young when they were on that show.
They were.
For sure. Actor Joanna Cassidy is having a birthday today. She turned 76.
And she plays some interesting roles, and I had to edit some of this because of the language.
What really?
Who are you going on this cruise with?
An interested senior I met on the internet.
Oh.
So what's your verdict on the Teddy? Is he getting his money's worth?
For the cruise?
Forget it, I canceled it.
What? Why?
Yeah,
Guy called me up and asked for my credit card to cover my incidentals.
So you're not going?
Nobody tells me how many margaritas to order.
Seriously, I think you've had a few even in that scene.
Yeah, really. Oh,
and then finally, actor Butch Patrick from the Munsters.
Yep. Give me just a moment. A little bit of fill-in time. Can you carry me for a moment?
Can I carry you for a moment?
Yeah, just for a moment.
Well, I will say this about our Mind Jam trivia.
Yep.
It is a Munsters trivia question because of Butch's birthday. This is the question, a cast member of the Munsters having a birthday today. Here's a question about the classic TV show. Grandpa Munster had a pet named Igor. We want you to tell us what Igor was.
Okay.
434-248-0704.
Now we're ready for Butch.
I came up here to have a little talk with you. Man to man.
Mom made you, huh?
No, I wouldn't say your mother made me. Naturally, I'm curious to know why you said all those things about quitting school.
Well, then how come you didn't say anything when I came home? All you did was sit there and read your old newspaper. That little orphan Annie must be in a real jam.
So there's Eddie and Daddy.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I will say we had a lot of Munsters fans.
Apparently, yeah. A lot of texts coming in.
Yeah, a lot of texts, and they were accurate in their guess.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to visit that here in just a moment.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
A short drive will save you money.
Car buying is simple at Feller Chevrolet. You can buy online or at the store. It's quick, easy, and a clean, safe environment. We have non-commissioned salespeople and a 3-day money-back guarantee so you can buy with confidence. Feller's is also here after the sale. We can do warranty work on all GM cars, not just Chevrolets, and our techs can service all makes and models. No matter what your automotive needs, I promise we can deliver. So come see us. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years' experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258. Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Have you heard about Parkview Community Mission? I'm Amanda Morgan, an attorney with Gentry Lock in Lynchburg. Parkview Community Mission is a clearinghouse of solutions for hardworking individuals having trouble balancing work, health, and family. It's a connecting point to a health clinic, internet and phone service, family and child services, and other solutions that empower and improve the community. Learn how important your donation of time or funds can be at parkviewcommunitymission.org.
Sponsored by Gentry Lock Attorneys, Lynchburg and Roanoke.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I want to talk about me.
25 after, it's the Morning Jam on a Monday. I'm working with a host, co-host, who's just, oh my gosh, your hand, you showed me a little bit of it during the break. That looks painful. It really does.
I did it upright. You know, if you're going to do
mess
something,
around.
Just do it, right? Randy had texted in and said, cussing much? I was like, I didn't cuss, but I cried a lot.
Sure.
You know, you get sometimes it's so bad, like, you can't, like, no words would come out.
Right. Sure.
I was just, you know, I think the only other time I had a burn that badly was when I was a little girl.
Wow.
And we had a, do you remember when you were a kid and there were like these fireplace screens.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the little metal screens that you put, because you didn't want the coals to pop out.
Right.
And, well, they would get really, really hot. And I had gotten out of the bathtub, and it was wintertime. Mm-hmm. And I ran over to get to warm up in front of the fire, and I got my tummy up against the, and it stuck,
Lordy.
You know.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Did
you have all those little designs burned into your...
I did. I remember burning it, and I remember just, you know, my daddy holding me, because I was so... It hurt so bad. That's the only... That's probably the closest, you know, that I came. And even that wasn't probably this funky.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it happens.
You know, we always...
Stuff happens.
And especially with Kaylee here, because you guys are big Office fans. I'm sorry, I'm going to the George Foreman Grill right now episode. I because it seems like our lives revolve around episodes.
You grilled your foot.
Gosh.
Stop popping my cast. I don't have any bubble wrap. I need bubble wrap. I need bubble wrap. And Kaylee, I need pudding with some aspirin.
Crushed aspirin.
That's right.
Yeah.
I do the same thing for my dog.
Right.
It works great.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Pray for Janet, because the next few days are going to really be healing and itchy and all the fun stuff that goes with that.
Yeah, so. It's all good. Very good. All right. We do have our answer for our Mind Jam trivia. Y'all are Munster fans, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
The question
was... Here's the question. A cast member of the Munsters is having a birthday today, so here is the question about the classic TV show. Grandpa Munster had a pet named Igor. What was the pet?
He was a bat.
I should have the Batman theme or something.
It was a bat. And, and a lot of our listeners apparently were fans of the Munsters, and they knew... That it was a bat.
I thought it was the crow. So, anyway, it would pop out the door. Now, the thing, that was on the other show. That was the Addams Family.
That was the Addams Family, right.
That was one thing I would get confused as, even as an adult here.
And so what was Cousin It? Was that was the Addams Family?
I think so, yeah. It was nothing but long hair, like it went down to the ground.
Right,
yeah.
Which is kind of what... Winston looks like
when
he
needs
a trim. Yeah. So
get it back.
My daughter will send me memes of Cousin It.
Oh, really?
Like, your dog needs a trim, Mom. She thinks she's funny. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
So we've got some breaking news this morning, even before we went on the air. Simone Biles has decided to re-enter the Olympic competition. Doing the balance beam. Am I right on that, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah. And so we're going to have some news. So I guess we'll say Olympic news, cover your ears if you're wanting to, you know, because it breaks now, but it won't air till tonight. But, you know, that story will be interesting. Be a lot of eyes on her. Kaylee and I were talking earlier about the amount of viewership now because of all the drama that surrounded Simone's, you know, stepping back a bit.
And now she's going to get, like, beat up for coming back, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
she is in a lose-lose situation.
Yeah. So I think just go out there and do your best and, you know, show us why you're a champion. That's what I hope she can put some of the silliness aside so she can compete.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of pressure on her even before. She said, the weight of the world is on my shoulders, before she stepped back and had her little mishap there on the vault, springy vault thingy, whatever that thing is that jettisons
it's hard
you
to believe
way up
that they didn't book you to do the
to be one of the announcers
for the. I'm so shocked that you were passed up for that. Hey, you need to give them the
look
answer.
At Janet. She's half drugged and she's still got her wit. Way
still
to go, girl.
You need to give the answer to your American Graffiti clip that you played. You had some guesses
that's
with
right.
that.
Who did they say?
One person said Will Ferrell.
No.
They're like
he would have been a baby,
they're on
not
more,
even.
More meds than I'm on. and then somebody else said Harrison Ford.
It is Harrison Ford.
Of course, is the right.
Yep, and he's wearing a cowboy hat, and
such
he's playing
a
redneck.
Though.
Oh, he is so young in that movie.
So just a baby.
If you type in American Graffiti on YouTube, that's one of the first clips that pops up is him doing a little drag race with the other guy. But first, you'll notice the girl from One Day at a Time. She is in the car The older sister.
Oh yeah, she's Mackenzie Phillips.
Oh my gosh, she's like, she looks like she's 12, and she may be.
Right.
Check it out. Go to YouTube.
CBS News Special Report. Simone Biles is making a comeback. A week after she began withdrawing from events in Tokyo, citing her mental health, Biles will return to the spotlight tomorrow night on the balance beam. CBS's Steve Futterman is at the Summer Olympics.
This is quite a surprise. I was speaking with U.S. Olympic officials earlier today, and they all thought that it was unlikely that Simone Biles would compete, but she will compete. This is the final event for women's gymnastics, the balance beam. It's a difficult competition, but she is decided to perform.
Her teammate Suni Lee, who won gold in the all-around last week, will also compete on the beam. Today, American Jade Carey won gold in the floor exercise. The U.S. women's soccer team has just lost to Canada in the semifinals. That knocks them out of contention for a gold medal. Now they're competing for the bronze. Puerto Rico has won its first ever gold medal in track. Jasmine Camacho Quinn won the women's 100-meter hurdles. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. In Lynchburg, officers responded to two separate shootings within hours of each other. One shooting was deadly. Officers say 65-year-old Gary Braxton was shot along Park Avenue around 3:30 Sunday morning. Police have charged Alfonso Spinner. Hours earlier, another shooting happened in Sandusky Park, injuring one woman. According to police, the woman was shot around 10 Saturday night. No arrests have been made. The victim is expected to be okay. Happening today, the Virginia General Assembly is set to reconvene for a special session. Lawmakers will begin allocating the $4.3 billion the state's receiving through the American Rescue Plan. Legislators on both sides of the aisle agree on many issues, including mental health reform, replenishing the state's unemployment trust fund, and broadband. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
As you plan your summer college visits, add Liberty University to the list. With many visiting options to choose from, you're sure to find the right one to fit your schedule. Spend a few hours exploring campus with our student-led team at Tour LU, dig deeper and learn more about life at Liberty during Experience LU, or take your next steps towards becoming a student at Decide LU. Learn more and register today by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596. See you this summer.
Vicki Hansen of Bowling Green, Missouri, is known around town for making fudge. It's something of a family tradition. On average, Mrs. Hansen makes around 42,000 pounds of fudge every year, not for the family, but for American troops. It's a tradition that started with the women of the Hansen family during World War II. Her father served in the military, as did two of her children. Mrs. Hansen's fudge has been devoured by troops serving in 52 different countries. She tells television station WGEN the military needs to know they're appreciated and respected. She said they need to have hope, and nothing says hope like a box of homemade fudge, all made in her tiny kitchen with a cast iron skillet, shipped out using donated coolers and tin cans. An inspiration to all Americans, giving our soldiers and airmen and Marines and sailors a little taste of home. I'm Todd Starnes.
It's time for your morning jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
Cooler weather returns for this week. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. We'll begin with sunshine on this Monday with a high near 84 degrees and a light wind out of the north. Overnight, clouds return with a low near 65 degrees and a chance of a few showers. Tuesday, those rain chances will continue with a high near 78 degrees and a mostly cloudy skies. Tuesday night, a low near 62 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. And Wednesday, a high near 82 degrees and plenty of sunshine with more rain by Thursday.
And currently we have temperatures in the area of 66 degrees in Lynchburg, 64 in Bedford, 63 in Danville, 68 in Roanoke, and 64 in Salem.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is when, like, you have, you're freezing, right, while you're sleeping.
Right.
So you cover up, and then an hour later, this happened to me Saturday night going into Sunday. Next thing you know, I'm burning up.
Oh.
And I'm, you know, take my t-shirt off, which I usually sleep at least in a t-shirt and shorts, and it's like, I got to get this thing off. It was my, I was wearing my SpongeBob SquarePants t-shirt to sleep in, which I love. I know that's weird, but whatever. And then it was like, it messed with me big time. I couldn't go to sleep because there was so much stimulation because of the gig that I did Saturday.
That's right.
It's just hard to shut it off.
That's the way that is, yeah.
By the time I got home and unloaded, I didn't even unload the truck after I got just a few things out of the car and then showered and everything. It was like, I was ready to go for another couple of hours. But I took a nice nap yesterday. And then that usually doesn't mess me up when I go to bed, but it did last night. But I didn't have to deal with a throbbing right hand and, you know, pain like you did.
You know what? It was of my own making. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine now.
All right. Well, that's our local story, Janet's hand.
Janet managed to burn her hand like a dum-dum. But, you know, other than that, it's all good.
Hey, Pennsylvania County, trying to find people to fill jobs. Now they're looking at signing bonuses as, you know, of up to $1,000. Referral fees can even kick in. These are county jobs, not fast food jobs. Danville has a lot of openings. And if you want to get into working for the city of Danville, it looks like to me, before the pandemic, this area had one of the highest unemployment rates in the state. Just saw that Hardee's and Roxborough had to close some places due to no labor. They're talking now, I heard earlier on Red Eye Radio, they're talking about going to a four-day work week. That would just really make it interesting, especially when there's not enough employees in the pool currently right now to fill a lot of jobs. But if you're interested, you may want to contact the people in Pennsylvania County for some job openings. And this could be one of those jobs that you could get and retire from. Because when it comes to state and local government and the federal government, it seems like those pension plans are still well funded, Janet.
Mm. There you go. Well, some sad story, really, coming out of Lynchburg. The Salvation Army in Lynchburg sent out an eviction letter to more than a dozen people who are living at their Center of Hope shelter, giving them less than a week to gather their things and leave. One of the folks that have been staying there for a month received the letter. They said they just gave us an eviction notice to get out in 5 days, and a lot of people don't have anywhere to go, they said. Salvation Army is apparently working on some upgrades there. They are partnering with some shelters and community leaders and organizations like United Way to bring awareness and resources to those who might need it. So apparently those folks are trying to find somewhere to go.
Wow.
So that seems like a very quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's more to that story
than we're
aware of. I'll have to reach out and see what I can find out about that.
Yeah, because sometimes there's a limitation on, you know, staying at...
Right now, there's a lot of the shelters are taking like women only,
mm-hmm.
or
women and children.
Some people have some extenuating circumstances there. They are saying that the renovations are supposed to be finished in 49 days, which is good. I mean, surely they can find some place for these folks to go in that time, we hope.
Yeah.
And on that same general beat, the Lynchburg Redevelopment and Housing Authority is offering a lot of resources to assist people struggling to pay rent after the eviction moratorium on July 31st. And there was a lot of assistance in that area over the past year and a half because of COVID, because so many people have been financially struggling. And so Mayrose, the executive director of the Lynchburg Redevelopment and Housing Authority, emphasized that the state's rental relief program is one of the best. She said it's simple to enroll in, and the payment does go directly to the landlords, and the organization is working directly with these renters to help them try to figure out their next steps, and encourages any renter that needs assistance with their rent to reach out to the Virginia Department of Housing or the Lynchburg Redevelopment and Housing Authority for help.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, so we had some fun last week talking about, I don't know if it was fun, about going to restaurants, you know, with folks that might, you know, tend to complain about their meal and such.
They're high maintenance.
They're high maintenance. I got a story for you. You're going to love this one.
All right.
Okay. Antonio Chencon said that his 6-ounce steak looked like a children's meal. He complained.
6 ounces is pretty standard.
Yeah.
That's how much protein you should be eating, right, people.
Well, he didn't get 6 ounces, Janet.
Oh.
He was at the Texas Roadhouse in Pueblo, Colorado.
All right.
When he ordered his favorite meal, steak and fries and mashed potatoes. He got fries and mashed potatoes.
Wow.
Doubling up on the carbs there,
apparently,
old boy.
He's got a race later that we're not aware
apparently
of. He's carb loading.
Ordered his 6-ounce steak, said, there's no way this is 6 ounces, to the server. Then he proceeded to reach in his little man pouch.
Nuh-uh.
And took out his scale, a miniature scale, about, you know, 4 inches by 8 inches.
Okay.
Digital readout on the left, laid his steak down on the scale, and waited for the numbers to click up.
Okay.
It came to 3.68 ounces.
Yikes. Okay.
Therefore, he did not get his 6-ounce steak. Now, I know some things, you know, tend to, like when you make it, it will shrink,
so,
but I don't know if it loses that much weight.
So you do have your cooked weight.
Right.
Versus your pre-cooked weight.
Right.
I don't know. I should think there would be maybe, if it was 6 ounces when it was raw, it should be more like, you know, four.
Right.
Or no less than four.
4 to 5, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. Antonio, what are you doing over there? No, I didn't. I'm going to make a point here. What are you doing?
Yeah,
you got a man purse?
As a general rule of thumb,
that's where I keep my
on
scale.
Average, meat will lose about 25% of its weight when cooked.
Okay. So, Kaylee over there, our math wizard, takes 6 ounces and calculate somehow what that would be. So you're saying 25%.
25% is,
so that,
is what
it's around one
is
and what, a quarter, well, isn't it?
Let me tell you, Math Wizard is probably the name that I should never have.
Can you see if you can work your Googling magic over there and say, what does a 6-ounce steak weigh after cooked, and see what pops up?
I know with this program that I'm on right now, they say you always measure your protein after you cook it.
After you cook it. Okay, that makes sense.
To make sure that you get enough, to make sure you get enough protein.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just let us know. You raise your hand, go, in. The score is in.
Getting some mixed messages here.
Well, right, give us a range.
Well, it apparently shrinks about 25% when cooked.
Right.
But I'm not getting a straight number here.
That's right. Okay.
Well, 25%, if it was 4 ounces, would be 1 ounce there.
Yeah.
So take the other 2 ounces and you get,
a 24 ounce serving of chicken, once it was cooked, weighed about 17 ounces.
Okay.
So
and I'm seeing some stuff about chicken too, like 8 ounces cooks down to 6 ounces, but I'm not seeing anything on steak.
But typically, typically, I always figured like 2 ounces.
Right. Okay.
So like
variation.
Because when I would measure it raw, I would do like, if I'm wanting a 6-ounce portion, I would weigh out 8 ounces, but it's like, that's pretty small, especially for a dude.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. It looks like steak might cook down around 2 ounces too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then
I think that's the.
So it's in the almost within the margin
of error.
You can always count on Randy. He said they ordered a 3-piece. By the time they cooked it was down to a 2-piece chicken dinner. I just thought,
but seriously, I mean, if
your friend pulls a scale out, what is going to be Janet, Mama Janet's comment? You're sitting at a classy restaurant.
Check, please. I mean,
your buddy pulls out a scale.
Now,
what is that, a
Kaylee,
calculator?
We have had these. I had a friend we would all go out to eat, she would have everything put on one check, and then she would bust out her calculator, and she would divide up the bill.
Oh, evenly?
Evenly.
Oh, so she'd ordered more, too. That's just
and
not fair.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. It was like a Friends episode. I'm sorry. I had this little teeny salad, and you ate like all this food, and you're going to split? No, that is not happening. Martha would do that a lot, and you're just like, girl, what are you doing? She also would have you bring your own meat to barbecue.
Oh, at her house?
Uh-huh. Okay. And she had like a grid and a chart.
Oh, my gosh. She was really into spreadsheets, wasn't she?
She was a salesperson.
Right.
But yeah, so she would have the little grid.
Oh, my
gosh.
So
you knew where your meat was on the grid.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, little AOC there, huh?
These are things you just can't make up. Yeah. She was also the one that wanted to be in on the supper club.
Oh,
that we
my
had,
gosh.
But
oh,
she
no
could.
Way.
Yeah.
She no was, way.
Yeah, same girl.
Oh, Lord.
She was the maker of the infamous lemon muffins that lasted like a year. They just would not go bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's funny. See, you got to love people like that in your lives. That's the stuff life is made of.
Yeah.
Are those stories.
Hey, speaking of food.
Yeah.
You ready to go to the kitchen?
Yep.
All right.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They are on Memorial Avenue, and they are locally owned, and they do such wonderful things for the community. They have a meat department second to none. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. I was there yesterday, as a matter of fact, and picked up a few things after church, and they had some beautiful Italian sausage, which was kind of the inspiration for today's recipe, Italian sausage with bow tie pasta. I'm always trying to come up with things that don't heat the kitchen up too much. This one does a good job with that. You're gonna need some your Italian sausage, some bow tie pasta. You're gonna start by bringing a large pot of water to a boil. You're gonna cook that bow tie pasta according to your package directions. And then while that's cooking in a large skillet, you're gonna put some olive oil, cook and crumble your sausage in that pot along with some red pepper flakes over medium-high heat until it's cooked through and brown, adding your onion and your garlic, and cook that until the onion is tender. Then you're going to add in your tomatoes, just some diced tomatoes. If you have fresh tomatoes out of the garden, you can use those too. But an Italian style plum tomato works great for this particular recipe. Put that in along with some heavy cream. Simmer until the mixture thickens. It'll take about 10 minutes. Then you're going to add in some spinach and cook it an additional 3 minutes. And putting your pasta at the very end, sprinkle it with parsley and some Parmesan, and dinner's done. So you don't have to really, it's a skillet meal, but it's really delicious. You want to see the recipe? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll see all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam. And it's brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, keep that summertime grilling going with family pack ground beef, $2.79 a pound. Family pack ribeye steaks are $9.99 a pound. Save on Philly Gourmet Angus beef patties for $5.99 for a 24-ounce pack. Large size Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is 2 for $4. Sweeten things up with Duncan Hines cake mix, just 99 cents. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Chrome Auto Repair, how may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to get an estimate on some brake work.
I'm happy to help, but we don't do estimates over the phone at Chrome Auto Repair.
Wait, what? What do you mean you don't do estimates over the phone?
At Chrome Auto Repair, each estimate is performed by highly trained automotive technicians and tailored to your specific vehicle and situation. So bring it on in for an honest and customized assessment. Chrome Auto Repair, 4998 South Amherst Highway, next to the Madison Heights Dairy Queen and Wendy's.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-914-2037. 800-914-2037. 800-914-2037. That's 800-914-2037.
Insane Radio Deals has restocked on the great deals from Sequest of Lynchburg. Individual VIP interaction bundles for only $200. Sloth interaction experiences for $10. Snorkeling with the stingrays for only $15. And individual annual passports for only $25. All at InsaneRadioDeals.com. Also, don't forget our 50-50 special on the Sequest birthday party experience for up to 10 people for only $50.50. This deal and much more at InsaneRadioDeals.com.
You found the right choice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
6:53 on the Morning Jam on a Monday morning. So we're here.
We are.
And it's Monday. And it's, I hope you had a good weekend. We had a pretty good one. Janet had a good one until Sunday evening. I mean, you and I were talking on the phone around 5:30 and things were just hopping along. And
right.
Then boom.
Oh, bam. Yeah, that's how most accidents happen.
Yeah, I know.
You know, they say most accidents occur within 10 miles of your home.
This was 10 feet from the kitchen.
I might need to move. I don't know. It's just crazy.
I heard a comedian say that one time. He says,
so I moved.
Says, so move 11 miles away.
11 miles away and you'll be fine. All be fine. So tell me this. Me this, Batman.
I'll try.
We were talking off the air. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about some of the stories of the day.
Right.
One of the ones that you mentioned, which I found fascinating, was the fact that Kamala.
Yeah. Well,
that was my favorite. It did make me laugh a little bit.
It was it's the take of one of Trump's.
She's using her own incompetence against
herself, right? I mean, this guy is speculating. Steve Miller, I believe, is his name. He is speculating on one of the Sunday talk shows that her incompetence is going to go against her, but it's the plan of others in the White House to let her own incompetence, kind of do it.
John Solomon is reporting that there is a bipartisan call for Biden to appoint a new border czar. Apparently, Kamala Harris being criticized as she continues to search for the root causes of this illegal migration. Representative Henry Cuellar and Senator Lindsey Graham are asking President Biden to appoint former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to a special executive position to manage the border crisis, according to John Solomon. Your thoughts on what Kamala Harris is doing in the face of all of this?
Yes, well, for one thing, I think it's pretty clear that the vice president's political ambitions are effectively destroyed as a result of her administration of the border. But it's important for people to keep in mind that she is not the one making these policy decisions. These policy decisions are being made by the faceless radicals throughout the Biden administration who are running the show. Their White House staff, their DHS staff, most of whom will never be known to the American public, who are making these truly, truly deadly decisions that are resulting in drugs, disease, crime, as well as just large-scale illegal immigration that drains our finances and that destroys American jobs and wealth. And so I completely agree the vice president should be replaced. But ultimately, she's only being used as the fall person behind a scheme that staff has put together.
So this is Stephen Miller. He was high up the food chain at the Trump administration. You might have seen him a time or two. He would go on some of the shows. And he is saying basically they're putting, and we had speculated this, she was given a job that she couldn't do.
Right.
You know, because maybe Biden was trying to say, look, she's kind of incompetent. I'm the man.
Well, but the thing about it is, not only can she not do it, she's not even trying.
Right.
I mean, at least try to do it or, you know, make it look like you're trying. I mean, she's not even trying, from what I'm seeing.
Right.
Maybe I'm missing something.
Yeah.
But well,
she said the word root causes. Somebody had put them all together last week. It was like, I don't know, 20 times in one of her little speeches.
Yeah, if I keep saying it over and over and over and over and over and over and over
maybe
again.
Maybe it'll take root.
Right.
in their brains. It's we all know that these are poor countries and
But the bottom line is the root cause of our border crisis is your administration.
Right.
That's because we had beat thanks to the Trump administration, right. Whether you liked Donald Trump or not.
Right.
That had been beaten back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it
really
had.
The wall was being built.
The wall was being built. Mm-hmm. Expectations were defined.
Right.
And accepted. Yeah. By
even the other countries, even
right.
Mexico was, complying,
doing their thing.
Yeah,
and so that was under control. You're the one that, you know, that pulled the thumb out of the dike there, and let things start
go
spilling
crazy.
Over.
Yeah,
so you're the root cause,
right? Exactly.
I mean, if you wanted to talk about the root cause,
it looks like, you know. According to Stephen Miller's take, that she's being thrown under the bus and that her political future is pretty much ruined based on some of the things that we're learning about Kamala and her leadership skills or lack thereof.
We can only hope.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not going to say it. Nope. Last time I said it, I got in trouble. So anyway.
No. Last time you said what?
Well,
you got in trouble.
I said she's an attractive candidate. But she is an empty pantsuit. I mean, there's nothing there.
Right.
You know, except a pretty face. I hate to say it that way. But it would seem that there's just nothing there politically. And a lot of people, they don't agree with me. I agree with them because they're paid to think along these lines.
Yeah.
I'm just a, you know, like Becky used to say, I'm a class clown turned radio guy.
She's not unattractive, I don't guess. It's just the minute she opens her mouth, you're like, oh, dear Lord.
Well, same thing happened with a couple of people that I kept hearing about, different actresses, and then I heard them speak, and I go,
stop talking. just sit there and look pretty.
Yeah. Victoria Jackson, we've had her birthday, 62. She was kind of one of those. She starts talking, it's like a little mouse
speaking.
Yeah, but
you know what? But she took that all the way to the bank.
Virginia Talk Radio.